Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. The Packers had their one open practice for the week yesterday for organized team activities. We will hear from the offensive coaches later this afternoon, but right now it's time to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. It's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. You know what else we do? We partner with people we like, gigs that we think are worthy of our time and attention, including Aaron Jones Youth Pro Camp. That's right. Head to AaronJonesCamp.com. That's AaronJonesCamp.com for all the information on Aaron Jones Youth Football Camp happening in Green Bay mid-July. You can use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's AaronJonesCamp.com for all the information on Aaron Jones Youth Football Camp in Green Bay mid-July. Good stuff from Aaron. Good stuff from everybody in the comments. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. I see Jeezy Baby has kicked us off with a very important super chat. First super chat, haha, I win. I'm the best. Thank you for your support, sir. Today, yes, you are the absolute best. I love thunder and lightning storms. I hear you, Janelle. Great to hear A.J. Dillon talking about thunder and lightning and the perception around himself and Aaron Jones heading into this season. And I thought his point was spot on in regards to, obviously, you look at A.J. Dillon, you think that's the thunder. And you look at Aaron Jones, you think that's the lightning. But they can both complement each other the way the other is best known for. A.J. can absolutely work in the passing game and make guys miss, has separation, can get out in open space and run away from guys. And Aaron Jones, we've seen time and time again, can be a very powerful back. Now, I don't think you want either one of those guys using those properties as their main focus. But it's nice to be able to switch things up and to keep defenses guessing. As we talked about yesterday, I think a lot of their usage will be dependent on who they are facing, what kind of scheme they're working against, how they think they can best attack them. But I love this idea, the tandem of Thunder and Lightning, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. I'm all in on it. Aiden, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Got some coffee, listening to Cheesehead TV, and I'm about to go fishing. Life is good. Go Pack Go. Go Pack Go, man. Enjoy. Hope you catch tons. A lot. I don't know what the proper nomenclature is, but hope it's a good day. Let's see. Joe Coyne. We need to. Any idea where Silent G was yesterday? No idea, and I don't care because it's voluntary. Attendance taking, man. It's the worst. Yeah, I no idea where Elgton Jenkins was. I did love Davante Adams on his IG had a nice picture of himself with presumably family or friends who were graduating. You know, people, they're living lives. This is voluntary. They want to go live their lives. It's cool, man. It's all good. Talk to me when minicamp comes and it's mandatory. Then we got something to talk about. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Sports turf equals no more mutters. Best mutter in Packer history, I say Eric Torlson. Jeff, I'm going to go with Edgar Bennett. Greatest I ever saw with my own eyes, but your mileage may vary. But I'm with you, man. I miss the old muddy tracks, muddy fields. Javier, before I saw the video, I thought thunder and lightning meant AJ's right and left quads. No, I believe those are Quadzilla and the Quadfather. Mm-hmm. There's Dawson. He knows what's up. Edgar Bennett was a sweet mutter. No doubting that. Why don't the Packers just let Rodgers sit out this coming season and see what Love has? Frank, that might just happen. I mean, we'll find out. If Aaron wants to sit out and threaten retirement, the Packers will move forward with Love. I think that's a distinct possibility. You'd be foolish to dismiss it. No doubt about it. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. In 72, the Pack was 10-4 and made the playoffs with second-year QB Scott Hunter. Regardless of Rodgers, Green Bay is undefeated so far. Who do they play on Sunday? Yeah, I mean, 1972 obviously doesn't mean a whole lot in today's game, but I get what you're saying. And yes, hey, remember when, Trent Green was injured in preseason with the Rams in 99 and everyone thought their season was over and little known Kurt Warner was going to come in and play, and they thought, oh, God, it's going to be a disaster. And then Kurt Warner engineered the greatest show on turf. I'm not saying, just saying. You never know. I'm not pinning my hopes on it, just staying open-minded. And I know that's really difficult for some people on the internet to handle, but that's where I'm at. Marcus, thanks for the super chat. Murphy should allow 12 to hurl a cabbage at Goot's head. That should settle it. Fair point, and a great callback to when Aaron hurled a cabbage at TJ Lang's head for that Kenny Mayne bit. How did I feel about Tim Boyle? I feel like he's a big underdog and could be a decent QB in the league. Caleb, I'm with you. I said on Twitter a couple weeks ago, I was really surprised they let him go. I understand the need to elevate Jordan Love to number two, etc. But man, he had a really good summer last year in camp. Looked fully in command of the offense. And I'm excited to see if he can give Goff a run for his money. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but I'm telling you, man, if he plays like he did last summer, he's got a shot. I think, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to be a superstar in the NFL. Far from it. But I think he could be a serviceable starter. I really do. And we'll see how it shakes out in Detroit. I mean, Detroit's in the midst of a full-on rebuild, so maybe they give him a shot. We'll see. King gets burnt in OTAs. Chad, I knew someone would bring it up. I love it. I love it. Yep, no doubt about it. Eric Stokes also looked great. Neither one of them mean anything. Just so you know. Just so you're aware. They're in shorts. But hey, have at it. Get crazy. People love to complain. Explain to a young millennial why Ray Rhodes didn't work out. Blake, I know time is basically unlimited on the internet, but I don't have enough time for that. No, he didn't have a good command of the team, and he very much acquiesced to Brett on too much. And it was understandable, especially coming off the first kind of month of the season where Brett had miracle kind of ending comebacks, like 3 out of the 4 weeks, I believe. But the defense never really gelled. The offense was, very sporadic, and there was no cohesion. And the team, for the talent it had on hand, and it wasn't, I don't think, an insanely talented roster, but for the talent it had on hand, it certainly appeared like they underachieved. And Ron Wolf, you know, in a very unusual for the NFL anyway, admitted that probably this wasn't the right call and pulled the plug after 1 year. Now, would Ray have come back and done better work down the line? It's possible. The man did win NFL Coach of the Year in Philadelphia. You know, not like he was a terrible football coach, but for whatever reason, Ron just thought it was a bad fit and moved on. JPO, thanks for the super chat. Just wanted to say I appreciate all your work. Next beer is on me. Thank you so much. That's really nice of you. Thanks for the support. Thank you very, very much. Andy Herman says Ty Summers was in at number two linebacker. Brandy has to hate to hear that. Brandy's having a heart attack over there. Man, they're just cycling through stuff, seeing who fits where. Talk to me in camp when the pads come on. That's when it matters. But as far as depth chart stuff right now, man, I do not read too much into it. Take it all with a huge monster grain of salt. Ray Rhodes quote, we will look at the tape and clean it up for next week. Robin, that was pretty good. That's pretty spot on. Why don't more Packer beat writers do their own YouTube channel? Ben, because they're beat writers and I am not. Probably because they're busy. You know, I know everyone just thinks they go to practice and then write some stuff and then they're done, but the job is very time consuming. And, you know, and plus they just don't like it, most of them. The whole reason the Green Bay Press Gazette hired me in the first place all those years ago was because they wanted someone doing video because their guys didn't want to do it and hated doing it. Man, I had to pull teeth to get Bob McGinn on video. Most of them just don't like it. They're writers. They're not about being in front of the camera, which is fine. It's cool. More room for all of us. It's all good. Hey, next better 85, Epps or Query. Oh, what a choice. Give me Query. The mullet alone puts him over the top. Do I miss anything from the beat nags? Yeah, I do. I miss kind of game day in the press box. I miss being on the road with the people that we worked with and around. I've said before, Tom Oates has stories for days, and I know he's retired now, so probably wouldn't be missing him at this point. But we used to sit next to each other in the press box on all the away games, and man, he's just a fountain of Wisconsin sports knowledge and stories and He's just so much fun to talk to. Stuff like that I really miss. The other thing I really miss on the beat is staying with my folks and seeing them and getting my mom's cooking. But those are the things that really kind of stick out. Sean Perry, thanks for the super chat. Does 12 come back without contract being altered? I was just on the radio saying I'd be shocked. Yeah, no, I think there's no way I see him coming back at the start of camp without something being done to his contract. Now, what does that look like? I have no idea. And if you guys missed it, you should really check out Spoon's piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom Silverstein, if you don't know who Spoon is, did a great job of laying out the number of ways that this could go contract-wise for the Packers and Rodgers and the pitfalls cap-wise of each approach. So that article, more than anything else, really illuminates Russ Ball's importance and how tricky this is going to be as far as trying to thread this needle. But yeah, I can't imagine Aaron shows up without something being done to that contract. But we'll see. We got a long way to go. Tom Brady did a breakdown of his Scotty Miller TD, and I died inside watching it again. You and me both. If you aren't on the beat, how do you get press access? Is there an application? Yeah, you can write to the PR group and request access. You will most likely be turned down, as I was for a decade with Cheesehead TV. Green Bay is very old school in that regard. They usually only hand them out to, you know, allow access to people that are connected to some legacy media in some way. For example, I'm allowed in. I get my access through iHeart. Our partnership with iHeart is essentially what allows me to participate. It is kind of funny because when they first allowed me in after I was on the beat, it was the auspices of, okay, well, you're here and you're allowed in, but this is through iHeart, so you should be creating content for iHeart. And I don't at all. Like, I have appearances on iHeart every week, but I mean, I'm still making content for Cheesehead TV. So I've just been around so long. I've just annoyed them for decades to the point where they're just like, oh God, just let them in. That's essentially how it's worked. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I've got a fever and the only prescription is a Lebowski watch party. So get your rug ready and market zero nags. I'm all in, Dustin. You know it. It's coming later this summer. 12 is really about to descend from a helicopter with receivers 1 through 5 for minicamp, huh? I know there was a helicopter over practice the other day. I'm all in. Anything could happen. Oh, I love these. 21 schedule is tough. Even with 12, they could realistically start 1-3. How quickly do the knives come out if that happens? They could also start 4-0. Let's stay positive. It is June. Yes, they could start 1-3, and people will go insane. But if Aaron Rodgers is back, then isn't that like, oh, wait a second. Maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't the end-all, be-all. No, of course not. Then it'll be everybody else's fault. I guarantee you that. That said, they're going to start in 1-3. Come on. People coming up here talking starting 1-3. Good Lord. Once camp and season begin, how much daily interaction does a franchise QB have with the team's GM? Very little. Almost none. That's the funny part. Any news on DeGuara's knee? The only news is that he was out there yesterday with the rehab group. The rehab group being, I think, him and Bakhtiari. He looked good. Sure seems to be on point and on time to hopefully be ready for the start of camp. But we'll see. We know they have a very conservative medical group. That's always the way. Got to expect that they're going to most likely hold him out as long as possible just to be sure. But, man, he looked good yesterday. The clips that I saw, running around, jumping, doing stuff, cutting. I'm all in, man. I hope. Let's do it. Week one. I am positive that Summers is not the answer, as am I. But he's on the team. Got to practice. Got to coach him up. I like helicopters. Yeah, me too. Do you think the last two seasons age in a positive or negative light when the dust settles? Interesting question. I mean, I guess it really depends on your outlook on life, right? They won 26 games, came within the doorstep of the Super Bowl, had a ball. That those teams were so closely knit. Lots of great personalities, tons of fun. Really weird season last year because of the pandemic and no fans, etc. To me, I'll look back on it fondly. But I know in this day and age, especially, there are plenty of Packers fans who would be like, oh, they wasted 2 years because they didn't win Super Bowls. So it really depends on your outlook on life. I've said it many times. I love the Green Bay Packers. I root for them. Sometimes, yeah, it's an abusive relationship and they hurt me. But I always come back for more. And I love what they do regardless. This ain't difficult. Dustin, thanks again for the super chat. Nag, 7 a.m. chats make my work drive great again. Here, I'm here for you, baby. I am here for you. Thoughts on an 18-game regular season? Inevitable. It's coming. I don't know when. I don't know how soon it'll happen. But it's definitely inevitable. Now, past that, that'll be a battle. But 18, it's almost a foregone conclusion at this point. It will happen. It's only a matter of when. Danny, thanks for the super sticker. Thank you very much. Thanks for the support. Very nice of you. Tyler. Wow, lots of summer haters in here. I love summers, brats, beers, lakes, fireworks, bonfires. Boom, boom. He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. Tyler Herrick. Summers will be the Tonyan of the defense. Lee, let's slow down a little bit. He does play with, like, you know, his hair on fire a little bit, and he does go sideline to sideline. It's just that whole, you know, coming to balance and wrapping up and getting the ball carrier on the ground part of it all. That's a problem. And at inside backer, it's kind of something you need. But, hey, maybe new scheme, new coach. I don't know. Maybe that unlocks something. But, yeah. What is Rodgers' outlook on life? It's all about the people, man. At least that's what I've heard. Dustin, thanks again. It's been 5 years. Can we get BJ Raji on the chat? I'll have to track him down. He is pretty incognito, but I love it. Nags, if you could ask 12 one question today, what would it be? Was Jake Kumerow really the last straw? And then my second question would be, do you really want Brian Gutekunst fired? That's power ranking. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Peter B said, carry the G on his podcast yesterday. Go collect your royalties, GZTV. No. We're like Bane. We give the carry the G. We give the carry the G to you, the people. Now, you want to go try and make money off of it, we'll sue your ass. But, you know, anybody can say carry the G. It's fine. K. Martin. Kamal Martin's got a lot of upside. We talked about him yesterday. I can't wait to see him in action. Is Banky still mad with Tyler about the bad brat review? No, we know what that was all about. That was Tyler just pushing buttons, creating content because he knows Corey will go ham. Friend of show, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Making Tyler's internship a paid one. We thank you for your contribution. Very much appreciated. How can you cut TD Jesus? Well, usually by calling him into your office and saying, bring your iPad. Just saying, I like talking Packers. Got to get my fix. I hear you, Samuel. I do too. It's kind of why I do this every day. It's kind of great. I love everyone showing up every day and we just chop it up about the Packers. It's good shit. What do you guys have planned for when Matt LaFleur visits Corey's house this summer? Oh my God. I have so many ideas. I have one that I literally just pitched. We'll see. I'm not going to say too much because I do. If he does it, if he goes for it, it's going to be a ton of fun. But yeah, that will happen. That will happen. We'll see. I'm not sure on timing yet, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Tim Harris or Bryce Pop. Got to give me Bryce Pop. Give me Bryce Pop on that one. What else we got? Bottom line, Bears still suck. Perfect. I think that's a great place to end it. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily, Monday through Friday on the Cheesehead TV social channels. We will, as I said earlier, be hearing from the offensive coaches this afternoon. Be on the lookout for headlines around that, even though you can't really say much, but we'll make it into content because that's what we do. Thanks a lot, everybody. Thank you for your support, the super chats. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.